Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Because some of these places are wondering if they should be open at 4 p.m., much less 4 a.m. The idea being they were going to do well and not so much. Turns out many are struggling to be open this week.
Phantom faces at the window, phantom shadows on the floor.
This is WTMJ at the Republican National Convention. Now broadcasting live from Media Row at the Panther Arena inside the RNC. This is Wisconsin's Morning News. Now, here are your hosts, Eric Bilstad and Vince Petrano.
Well, as you heard, Brandon said, a beautiful day for convention guests, for delegates, and everyone in town for the Republican National Convention. Tonight, the Republicans' vice presidential nominee, Senator from Ohio, J.D. Vance, expected to be the featured speaker inside Fiserv Forum. You were in there for the walkthrough on the convention floor.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a spectacle. The media scrum was there. There were delegates that kind of knew something was up, so they were sitting in there, and he walks out on stage, you know, and gets the specs, if you will.
The very definition of a photo op, right?
Oh, yeah.
Just so you know, he's going to be walking around, you can get pictures of him.
Yeah, and we knew it was coming, so at 2 o'clock when we thought it was happening, you know who comes out? Donald Trump Jr. comes out, so I'm sure he enjoyed, it's me right now. And then, he came out later. So, quite the event at Fiserv yesterday.
The theme for this Wednesday, the penultimate day of the convention, Make America Strong Once Again. Former President Trump expected to be in the convention hall. Here's ABC News as he entered Fiserv Tuesday night.
And you know, this is a Trump signature in these political conventions. His third nomination now. He comes to the convention every night. Not something typically we have seen in modern politics, but he's redefined it in so many ways, and we're seeing it night two here. Donald Trump has arrived.
ABC's David Muir there anchoring coverage as the former president entered Fiserv Forum. So while the campaign contrived theme, if you will, for Tuesday was Make America Safe Once Again, it was really about party unity. Trying to get everybody on board. And you had many of the president's biggest GOP rivals up there to pledge their support for him here in Milwaukee. We'll run through them in a moment.
President Trump, Mr. Chairman, and delegates, welcome to Wisconsin!
That is Wisconsin's candidate for U.S. Senate, Eric Hovde. He is running against the sitting senator, Senator Tammy Baldwin. He got his 4 minutes in the 6 p.m. hour of Tuesday's floor session.
Instead of putting on just the blue jersey or the red jersey, we need to put on the red, white, and blue jersey and come together as Americans. We need to heal this country from the division that the left has brought. And the media, you have to stop dividing us.
Is that a tough time to speak, you think? 6 o'clock hour when people are kind of filing in and out and
they're
talking.
Literally just walking around.
You can hear them talking.
Activity, all throughout. So being that it's Wednesday, it's a better spot than Tuesday. That said, it's not 9 p.m. So you heard the call for unity there along with who, according to candidate Hovde, is at fault for the fact that we don't have that. The party unity thing, interesting. You had the president's former primary rivals in this election or last, or 16. All the nicknames, right? You had Lion Ted.
Yes.
You had Tricky Nicky. You had Ron DeSanctimonious. Oh, and that's right. Little Marco all got up there and said Trump's their guy.
We should acknowledge that there are some Americans who don't agree with Donald Trump 100% of the time. I happen to know some of them.
All right, acknowledge. Right, okay, I hung in there for a little bit. And I do want to make clear, in case you're not aware, those nicknames that I just said, those are the nicknames that former President Trump gave all of those people. Those are not my
your
names.
Right.
Yeah. So that was former Ambassador Haley, last to get on board the Trump train. Said Trump has her full endorsement.
Thank you.
There's the crowd chanting for Florida Senator Marco Rubio.
Don't say polo.
Okay. Hello, everybody. Thank you. Good night, everyone.
Can't be the first time you used that one, right?
Oh, I'm sure.
Okay. Senator Rubio got the prime time, spoke in the 9 p.m. hour, spoke of the firefighter, the man who was killed at the Trump rally in the assassination attempt on Saturday.
Corey was one of the millions of everyday Americans who make our country great. He wasn't rich. He wasn't famous. And the only reason why we know his name and story now is because last Saturday, he shielded his wife and daughter from an assassin's bullet and lost his life the way he lived it, a hero.
Energetic and powerful performance by the Florida senator there, Marco Rubio. Texas Senator Ted Cruz, he ran through a list of crime victims at the hands of immigrants who are in the country illegally.
This is evil, and it's wrong. And it is happening every damn day.
And Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, who also wanted to be, he was hoping to be the final speaker. He wanted to be the Thursday night at this convention. Now he's here in Milwaukee supporting Trump. He had one of the memorable lines of the night.
Our enemies do not confine their designs to between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. We need a commander-in-chief who can lead 24 hours a day and 7 days a week. America cannot afford 4 more years of a weekend at Bernie's presidency.
So there you have it, the list of all the Trump nicknamed folks. Lion Ted, Little Marco, Tricky Nicky, and Ron DeSantimonious all came around, and on Tuesday night in Milwaukee offered full support for the former president, Donald Trump. 6:16, sports up next on Wisconsin's Morning News.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Vetrano.
The American League does it again.
Playing for pride, the American League knocked off the National League in the 2024 All-Star Game in Arlington. 5-3 the final. Red Sox left fielder Jarren Duran's tie-breaking two-run blast in the fifth was the difference.
Here's a high fly ball off of the bat of Jarren Duran. That one will leave the yard and give the American League its first lead of the night.
The call courtesy of Fox Sports. Duran was named All-Star MVP. The American League has now beaten the National League in 10 of the last 11 Midsummer Classics. Erica Herskowitz for CBS News.
Yeah, it always seems to be the AL winning this thing.
Always.
Both Christian Yelich and William Contreras went hitless, 0-for-4 collectively. Bah. The game in less than 2.5 hours, 2 hours and 28 minutes. Quick one. Everyone back to work on Friday, except the Brewers and the Twins. They don't start till Saturday, so baseball fans here in Milwaukee are going to have to wait a little bit longer before things get going. Pretty neat moment. Fox had a really cool feature they did, about a 6-minute feature about Bob Uecker. It ran during the pregame show on Tuesday night. Really awesome. Tom Rinaldi was the reporter, and he did ask Bob this.
Why keep doing it? Tom, I don't have anything else to do, for one thing. That's the other thing. My stimulus check stopped, so I don't get those anymore. I need to make some payments.
So that's why he's working.
I need the money, Tom.
It's a great feature. We have it on our website. Just text the word Bob, B-O-B, to the WTMJ talk and text line 855-616-1620, and we will send you a link to it. Great, great story. Bob again. And finally, Ingrid Andress says she was drunk. That's the singer who had that rough anthem during the Home Run Derby. She is now checking into rehab. Says she was drinking too much and has been drinking too much. Apologized to MLB. She apologized to the country. She apologized to fans. She felt really terrible about all of it. Now she's in rehab.
So does that mean you can't make fun of her now? Right? Because if she
tougher.
Was struggling with something, if she legit had an addiction and a problem, and then therefore had that on display for the whole country, then that's right. Sad, not hilarious.
Yeah, you're right.
Yesterday it was hilarious.
It was a little rough yesterday to listen to.
6:20 on Wisconsin's Morning News. Coming up next, Bust City. Some of the worst nightmares for local businesses appear to be coming true with this Republican National Convention. That story next on Wisconsin's Morning News. Eric Bill Stead, Vince Vitrano live from UWM Panther Arena, Republican National Convention, day three of the convention, the second last on this Wednesday morning. Remember that time when we were arguing over whether or not bars and restaurants ought to be able to stay open until 4 a.m. during the run of the RNC?
Yeah, yeah.
Remember that? I don't even know where we left that. Are they or aren't they? What do we ultimately decide?
I think they can.
Well, you know what? It pretty much doesn't matter, right. It seems. Because some of these places are wondering if they should be open at 4 p.m., much less 4 a.m. The idea being they were going to do well and not so much. Turns out many are struggling to be open this week.
Phantom faces at the window. Phantom shadows on the floor. Chairs and empty tables. Now my friends will sit no more.
There are parts of this city that feel like a ghost town.
Yeah.
And I don't know what happened. I walked up Tuesday, so our offices are at the Avenue downtown, 4th in Wisconsin, 3rd in Wisconsin, that area. Mm-hmm. I walked up to the Pfister. The Pfister is very busy. That's where the president is staying. Yep. There are a lot of activities there.
Lots going on there, yeah.
But all the way up Wisconsin Avenue, empty restaurants, Subway on the Subway sandwich shop, empty. Nobody in these places. I walked up to the Pfister, activity there, but around there.
It's a little disappointing. You'd like to, you're hoping to just be full, you know. You got a lot of people coming into town, so you thought they'd make their way to all the businesses around, so.
That's Zach Dodd. He's the general manager at Sport Club. Says that at least the time I was in there, lunch hour, so it's the noon hour. Said normally the bar would be full in terms of seating, half the tables full.
All the different businesses around here, they usually fill us up, but I don't think they're in the office right now, so.
What do you suppose is happening?
I think a lot of people just tried to steer clear of the area. Because the traffic is a nightmare. Even before they put up these giant fences.
Can confirm, just down the street, Elsa's right on Cathedral Square.
I sat around, I had a drink. It was very quiet and casual. So, and a lot of the servers looked very bored. It was definitely not what we were expecting.
And that's Dan Wolf. He was behind the bar there when I went into Elsa's. He's like, you don't want to see bored servers.
A lot of people that work in the area, there's a lot of people that do come from outside of Milwaukee that are still regulars. They come in here very regularly, and those people are not here. Yeah. And normally I see them every Monday, Tuesday.
Did you expect a bigger crowd with the convention?
Definitely expected a bigger crowd, yes.
And what's the story at night?
The story at night, as of right now, which we thought would be busy, is not. It's not busy.
So not at lunch, not in the evening,
they're all at
not
Pfizer,
at night.
Right?
Right. It sounds like what we did here was we traded these tens of thousands of visitors who have come into town for the tens of thousands of people who normally work downtown and are actually patronizing those businesses.
Right.
And as we predicted, what, week and a half ago when we talked about this, at these big events, for those folks who are working, like if you're talking media or whatever, they grab food wherever it's close and wherever it's free in that case.
And it can be, like where the company right. will have a big smorgasbord out
there. Sure, somebody's brought that in. Yeah, I mean, right. So they're not making plans to go out at some of these other places. So it is bust city for a lot of these businesses. I've heard from a number of people that the public market right there, empty. We've seen it out in 3rd Street Market Hall. Not the numbers right. of people they were expecting.
You'll see people in there. It's not quite what it can be.
So we'll continue to follow that today, tomorrow. Hopefully it gets better for some of these local businesses, or maybe this is just what it is.
Oh, my friends, don't ask me what your sacrifice was for.
Wait, let him say it.
An empty table.
There we go.
Now my friends will see no more.
This is about your money.
That's Guy Nomad singing with
it. Yes. Live from the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. Let's go back to Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson, who is addressing the man who was shot and killed by out-of-town police in Milwaukee on Tuesday.
So my understanding right now is that the Milwaukee area investigative team will be the ones that investigate the incident that happened yesterday.
And will officers from outside agencies continue to go and stay with us?
I don't have a solid answer on that. I mean, typically, again, with the convention, as was just indicated in the previous question, if there are officers that are engaging directly with folks, front-facing officers, then they would be accompanied by Milwaukee police officers. I'm certain, and I haven't had the chance to speak with the chief on that particular question, but I would imagine, I'm certain, that after the event yesterday, the chief of police here locally in the city of Milwaukee, Jeffrey Norman, will be reviewing and be in touch with Secret Service and other law enforcement agencies.
Mayor,
yes?
I understand that any release that a gun was recovered during an arrest made by U.S. Capitol Police. I believe it was on Monday for disorderly conduct or something. Are you aware of any other weapons-related?
Listening to live feed there, Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson at the moment addressing reporters and taking some questions. The last question there was on an unrelated issue to the person who was killed by Columbus, Ohio police at 14th and Vliet on Tuesday afternoon. You heard the question about, you know, should we have these? We have 4,000 law enforcement officers.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And many of them are local cops from other communities who've come here to provide security detail for the Republican National Convention. You heard the question about, well, should these local cops be going into neighborhoods?
Right.
The idea that they're running around all over the city, like infiltrating neighborhoods and have any interest in policing people's regular business is absurd. They're part of, and they may not be inside the hard security perimeter, but all of these cops that we've seen walking around, Eric, from states all over the country, are part of the full umbrella of the security apparatus, which frankly extends beyond Pfizer Forum.
Unprecedented that the body cam was posted hours after it happened. Usually that could take weeks, months, or even longer. This one, it wasn't too long before they've posted that online for people to see. We have it on our website, too, the body cam of this shooting, so people can see for themselves what happened yesterday on the north side.
And based on the information that we have from Milwaukee Police, from Columbus Police as well, their chief of police responded to some of this, and she was the one who offered that video right away, the body camera video. These cops were just doing their thing. This incident adjacent to where they were, not related to the RNC or anything that they were doing. You just had one guy with a couple of knives attacking another guy. So they did what cops do. They tried to step in. They told the guy very clearly in the video, you can hear them telling him to drop the knives, and he was feet away, if that, trying to attack someone else. That's how and why they intervened. But they weren't out in the neighborhoods trying to solve crimes in Milwaukee or do that. They were just doing their thing. At 6:41 on Wisconsin's Morning News, traffic sponsored by Sendix Food Market, your trusted local grocer since 1926. Get to that next.
The information and the investigation continues into the Thomas Matthew Crooks situation. He's the man who attempted to assassinate former President Donald Trump during a rally in Pennsylvania on Saturday. CBS correspondent Scott McFarland.
CBS News saw FBI agents on top of that structure, a few hundred feet from where the former president spoke, from where the shots were fired Saturday. We also know federal agents have tried to get information from the shooter's cell phone, but so far, no update. No information on motive.
Now, the Secret Service Director, Kimberly Cheadle, says she has no plans to step down even after the revelation that the agency decided not to guard that roof that he opened fire from because of it would be too slanted, that it could be dangerous. That's what she told ABC.
That building in particular has a sloped roof at its highest point. And so, you know, there's a safety factor that would be considered there, that we wouldn't want to put somebody up on a sloped roof. And so, you know, the decision was made to secure the building from inside.
Yeah, there were enforcement officers inside that building. WTMJ's Libby Collins tracked down Donald Trump Jr. here on Tuesday and got this.
Don Jr., what's your reaction to the Secret Service head saying that the roof was too sloped to put security on?
I think it's the dumbest comment I've ever heard in my life.
Should she resign?
I don't think she should be running the Secret Service.
So, of course, the investigation into the shooting and the investigation into how security was handled continue.
And then new information that his security detail had actually been stepped up,
right,
due to threats coming from outside the country. So that stepped up security. 6:46 on Wisconsin's Morning News.
time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Vetrano.
Betting man or woman, you should probably put your money on the AL.
What? I'm just looking it up. When's the last time National League won that thing?
Well, they've won recently, but it's like once in the last 10 games. AL wins again in the Major League All-Star game, 5-3 the final. Jaron Duran from Boston is the MVP. He hit the tie-breaking home run. Christian Yelich, William Contreras, both starters in the game, both of them going hitless, 0-4 collectively. Everyone back to work Friday. But not the Brewers. The Brewers play the Twins. They don't start their two-game series until Saturday, so you're going to have to wait for that one. Pretty neat. Before the game, Fox had a really cool pregame show, and they told the story of Bob Uecker, Mr. Baseball. Tom Rinaldi was the reporter, and just great stuff.
Who's the most famous person in your phone?
Probably myself. You know, the ones that leave... I leave them in there just, you know, for proof.
Good stuff. They asked him why he keeps doing this at 90, and he said, I got nothing else to do. He says, I don't get stimulus checks anymore. Anyway, if you want to see the whole piece, it's about 6 minutes long. It's awesome. Just text the word Bob to the WTMJ talk and text line 855-616-1620. Bob, and we will send you a link with that story from Fox. Good stuff.
You're right. National League won last year.
Yeah, but then
okay,
it's
but then it was like 2012 since they had done it before.
Doesn't happen often. Team USA plays Serbia this morning. It's USA basketball as they get ready for the Olympics. They held on to beat Australia Monday 98-92 as they start to warm up for the festivities in Paris. And then, and can you guess what sound this is? That's the mayor of Paris making good on her promise to swim in the River Seine, which apparently is not something you ever would want to do. $1.5 billion have been spent trying to clear the Seine River so they can swim the marathon and the triathlon in there for the Olympics. Still touch and go.
Yeah, still not sure they're going to be able to do that.
Even after she jumped into, like, Ms. Mayor, you might want to take a quick shower.
10 minutes before 7 o'clock on Wisconsin's Morning News. Lots to get to with our friend and teammate from 101.7 The Truth, host of the afternoon show and former Milwaukee Police Lieutenant, Dr. Ken Harris, live with us on the program.
Good morning. How are you?
So where do you want to start, Dr. Ken? You want to start with the shooting here in Milwaukee, or do you want to start with the Secret Service and the investigation into the assassination attempt?
Let's start with the Secret Service and work our way to the other day.
Okay, you and I had a fascinating conversation about one of the theories you have as to how this security detail for the former president and the GOP nominee could have lapsed so severely.
Well, you have to think about the fact that it was over 40 years since Ronald Reagan was killed. If you look at the fact that if you went into the Secret Service at age 22 and you retired at 57, that's not enough time for them to have what's called institutional memory. Now, everybody has experience. You can have 10 years on the job. You can have 20 years on the job. But if you haven't experienced and lived certain things, you just don't really know the angst that comes with it and the fear that causes you to get everything right and double-check everything and make sure everything is just up to par. And so I believe Secret Service doesn't have what's called institutional memory. It's gone. You didn't see anybody on that stage that looked like they were a day over 40. If you look at the director, she's not that old either, which is kind of weird to say. But when you think about it, there's no one there that has experienced an assassination attempt or losing a subject. So they have no idea the work and the commitment it would take in order to get that job done. And overall, they failed.
Ken, do you have concerns moving forward, not even just the next several months, but the next several years, in terms of if, you know how copycats operate, and if they see an opportunity that perhaps, you know, it's been smoke and mirrors here with the Secret Service. Well, the Secret Service, this person's well protected. If there's some sort of indication that this unit is not operating properly, does that just invite further attacks?
I would say no, because they're going to call in some of their consultants who are former Secret Service agents and former FBI to kind of shore it up to give them the information they need. But by and large, even with the threat from Iran, I think they'll be okay.
So here locally, just a couple of blocks away from RNC, Ken, we had a shooting involving out-of-town police from Ohio, a deadly shooting. They confronted a man armed with knives who was attacking another man. And just, what, hours later, if that, the body cam video was released. Did you watch it? What do you think?
I watched it, and I believe the officers acted within their legal right. When you travel, you have the you are allowed to use the procedures and the things of that state. In other words, you're covered by their laws as it relates to you acting as a law enforcement officer. And so I'm sure there's a memorandum of understanding in place. Simple stuff, like those cops wouldn't be arresting you for misdemeanor like retail theft. They would hold you and turn you over to Milwaukee. But if that's something that's life and death, something that's a felony, aggravated assault, things of that nature, they're going to act because it's in their instinct, and they took an oath to the Constitution to do that, and that's what it looks like they did.
Former Milwaukee Police Lieutenant and host of the afternoon show on 101.7 The Truth, Dr. Ken Harris, with us this morning. We'll see you down here later, Ken.
All right, take care.
And to just put a ribbon on that conversation as well, this will be investigated by local authorities. The Milwaukee Area Investigative Team, which it investigates all of these officer-involved shootings in this area. Greenfield Police has been assigned to be the lead law enforcement agency for this investigation. 6:58 on Wisconsin's Morning News.